This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
What was your first job when you left school?
Well, the only thing I did fairly well at school, I enjoyed English and writing, and so I thought that when I got a job, it would have to be something where I could use that, words, you know. And so printing, to me, I saw an advert in the paper, printer's apprentice wanted, and I thought, oh, well, that'll be words, you see, I'll be able to write things. That's what I thought. So I took the apprentice job, but I found that I was delivering errands, delivering boxes on a bicycle. Mm. And I didn't like that idea, so I packed that up after the long term of 3 days. Then I went and got a job as a clerk in a boot and shoe factory in Northampton.
Yes. If you had stayed in the boot and shoe business, would you have made a success of it?
I don't think I would have stayed anywhere. They used to come in and catch me standing on the desk doing impressions of the directors and things like that. And I don't think they'd have kept me too long.
What got you out of it?
Well, the Air Force. I was a conscription, National mm-hmm. Service. I was sent off to the Air Force.
Doing what?
Not much. Wasting the country's money, I think. And yet it's not really a waste, because I'm without trying to tell the country how to run itself, I think that if there was a conscription today, it would help the younger members of the community quite a lot. It did me the world of good. I was always a mummy's little boy until I went into the Air Force, and it really taught me to stand on my own 2 feet, you know.
And when you were demobilised?
I went, while I was in the Air Force, to a holiday camp for a week, and I won a talent contest there. And so they said, would you like to come back here as a redcoat, which I did when I left the Air Force. Mm. And I had 2 years at the camps there. Yeah. Great grounding, wonderful grounding.
And this gave you an opportunity to do some performing as a redcoat. What was your first appearance as a fully professional entertainer?
I can remember that. It's indelibly on my mind. It was October the 12th, 1953, at the Newcastle upon Tyne Palace Theatre. 6:10. Myself, the orchestra, 8 usherettes, and sitting out front, a posse were coming to get me. I was diabolical. I tell you something. On the Monday morning, I arrived at 7:50 for Bangkok. Now, the theatre doesn't open till 10. And I sat in a transport cafe over the road, looking at the stage door waiting for it to open. And I rushed in the moment it opened, and the scenery was coming out from the last show, you know. And I said, well, where's the rehearsal? They said, well, the band doesn't get here till 11. But I've been told if I put my music down by the microphone first, I could rehearse first. So I did this. At 11 o'clock, the band trotted in, you know, and some other artists started to turn up, and I thought, well, they all looked heavily professional. I kept moving my music along one, and I heard someone rehearse. So eventually I went on at 1:10 to rehearse. the fellow said, where's your music? And I gave him, I said, well, that's it. He said, no, where's the rest? I said, well, I only do those two. He said, no, you don't understand. We've got 2 piano copies. Where's the rest of the... And it suddenly struck me that I needed trumpets, trombones, violins, and I ended up singing 2 of the songs that the band were going to play in the interval because they had the part. So that was the first week, but luckily I got some nice dates after that.